Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice, along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine because we are starting. Hey there. Happy Monday. I hope you had a good weekend and are having a good end of your summer. It's hard to believe that it is already back to school, fall time. My youngest just turned one. And so it just seems crazy that we are already back to fall. But anyways, I am super excited for this episode to dive into more about the different writing services that you can offer in the freelance space. So we'll kind of cover some of the main freelance writing services. Throughout the summer so far, we've been doing these deep dive episodes into the different services that you could offer as a freelancer. We've talked about virtual assistant so far. We've talked about social media management, online business management. We talked about podcast management, Pinterest management. And this week we are covering all things freelance writing. So if you are already successfully freelancing, these episodes will be a great opportunity for you to see if you want to pivot or take your business into a new direction. Or, you know, just listen in to be aware of what's out there and maybe be listening for a friend who you're like, oh my gosh, so-and-so would be perfect for this. Send them that episode and tell them, hey, you should totally listen to this episode. I think you would be a great freelance and then whatever you think they would be, whether it's social media manager, virtual assistant, online business manager, or freelance writer. Now, before we dive in to the nitty-gritty on what freelance writing can look like, I wanted to give you an update and also like a reminder about what's about to be happening in the freelance space. So if you've been listening to the episodes as they've been coming out, recently we did an episode on the different seasons of the hiring process in the freelance space. And right now we are gearing up for one of the big, if like one of the biggest hiring booms. Maybe it's tied with the January hiring boom. I don't know. But September, once kids are back to school, inevitably businesses are back to focus. It's like back to school, back to fall, back to business. And people are diving in, looking at what are the things they want to focus on, growth opportunities, things they want to launch and create. And in order to do that, a lot of times these business owners will be looking to hire out to independent contractors, freelancers of various services to help them execute and do all the things. So we are gearing up for that hiring boom, which means now is a great time to dive in and finally get your solid foundation ready. If you've gone through my free resources and you are ready and wanting to get started freelancing, but are stuck figuring out exactly how to do everything from the taxes and the legal side to figuring out your niche, figuring out how to price and package your services, figuring out how to land clients, where to go, what to say, and then how to actually get started working with them and everything else in between. I cover all of that and more in my program, Overwhelmed to Overbooked. Plus it comes with skills training, weekly group coaching calls, job leads, guest expert, monthly guest experts, everything that you need to start, launch, and grow a profitable freelance business from home. So MichaelaQuinn.com/overbooked. Now is the time to dive in, get started, get that solid foundation built. I mean, if you're going on the fast track plan, you could probably binge the course and execute everything that you need to get that solid foundation in 2 weeks. I've had some people finish the course in less than a week, some people 2 weeks, some people more like a month, or maybe 2 months, just depending on their time commitment and what's going on in their lives as well. So that's kind of a range of what you could expect of how long it would take to go through the course. And then once you've gone through the course, you've got that solid foundation. My rule of thumb is you can expect to land anywhere from 1 to 2 clients within 30 days of taking consistent daily action. Now in OTO, we provide a done-for-you strategy to help you land your first client in less than 30 days of taking action. And we also provide these live challenges for extra accountability, extra momentum, motivation to actually do the thing. Because sometimes what I see is people will say they want to do something, they'll start, they'll go through the motions, they'll do the steps. And then when it comes time to put themselves out there and do the things that actually will land clients, it's like, no. So throughout the year, we run usually about once a quarter or so, we'll run these live land your first or next client challenges. And our next one is gearing up here pretty soon. We're getting ready to do our fall boot camp and our fall challenge. More details will be coming out soon on what's all included in the fall boot camp, but very similar to our spring and summer boot camps that we've run before. And these boot camps and challenges are included for all current students of Overwhelmed to Overbooked. So if you enrolled today and wanted to participate in the challenges later on this September, October, it's included for you. It's included in no additional cost. So that's kind of what we've got going on over here. Again, it is a great, great time to get that solid foundation going, because come Labor Day, and it'll go Labor Day, it'll run for a while. Things will pick up and it'll stay hot for a while. So it's a good time right now to lay that foundation. So when that boom does come, you are ready to take advantage of it and land your freelance clients. And realistically, be on pace to quit your job by Christmas, depending on what your income goals are. If you have any questions and you want to work through, like, okay, here's my income goal. Is it possible for me to quit by Christmas? Like, what would that take? I mean, what better gift to give yourself for Christmas than quitting your job? If quitting your job is what you want, obviously, you know, what better gift? But if you need help kind of figuring out those numbers and if it's realistic, send me a DM on Instagram and we can chat through that. I'm super happy to help in that department, and also all departments freelance related. Okay. Now that's kind of what we've got going on here. Let's now dive in to talk about freelance writing. Now, when we dive into the world of the freelance writing space and talk about what are the different ways you can freelance in the writing sphere, there's kind of different silos or niches, services within the freelance writing umbrella. So with those, there is copywriting, content writing, there's ghostwriting, proofreading, editing. Those are some of the main ones that fall under the writing umbrella. Now, and we'll go into each of these areas here in a bit. Before we do, just know that typically people will focus on one avenue. They'll either focus on copywriting or content writing or proofreading or editing. But sometimes they can overlap and people choose to do multiple. And then within each silo, it can even get like niched down and drilled down even further. So we'll kind of talk about what that can look like. Now, when I think of freelance writing, the main area that I think of is copywriting. And it took me a while to understand what copywriting was when I was getting started. My husband's an attorney, and so I've heard of like copywriting and IP. And to me, copywriting had something to do with like protecting your intellectual property and had nothing to do with actually writing. Well, it also is related to the freelance writing space. A copywriter is a freelancer who specializes in writing the sales-focused pieces of content for businesses. It's going to be very direct response with a heavy emphasis on a sales component to it. So different pieces of writing that copywriters will focus on are website copy, maybe emails in email sequences, sales pages, which a sales page is exactly how it sounds, a page that is all designed to sell typically one thing. So if you look at michaelaquinn.com/overbooked, that is the sales page for my course. Through that page, you can see I talk about who this is for, what's included. I answer questions and outline kind of like what you need to know to help you decide, is this what you want or is this not what you want? And then also sometimes copywriters will write social media captions. Now, another avenue in the writing space is content writing. So if a copywriter is focused on writing pieces with a sales flair, you know, they're writing copies with the intent of getting people to buy something, content writers are focused on providing informational and educational content. So for example, this would look like blogs or, you know, maybe an ebook. So if you've downloaded my free resource, my PDF starter kit, that's kind of like an ebook. If you haven't yet, you can grab it at michaelaquinn.com/guide. But that's something that a content writer could create for a business. Newsletters, if it's, you know, not a sales email, but it's like an informational type email. Now, some content writers might also do some emails and sales pages, and some copywriters may write blogs and newsletters and ebooks too. But in my mind, the big difference between the two is the intent of the piece. If there is a heavy focus on sales, that's copywriting. If there is a heavier focus on educating and informing, that's going to fall in the content writing umbrella. Now, with that, another term or title to note is ghostwriting. A lot of content writing is sometimes done under a ghostwriting guise, meaning you write the piece and your name isn't published with it. But with content and copywriting, you typically can add it to your portfolio and take credit for that work. But on the website of the person or like wherever that content goes to live, it appears if it was written by, you know, that business. So your name won't show up there as written by blah, blah, blah. But with ghostwriting, it is super hush hush, and there's like legal documents and contracts and NDAs signed that you will not disclose who you wrote for and what you wrote, and aren't allowed to like share that and add that to a portfolio. A lot of ghostwriting is done more in the nonfiction writing niche. It's like, especially with memoirs and also like in the personal development self-help niche, you'll see more ghostwriting opportunities there. Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show. Now, another service that falls under the writing umbrella is proofreading. Proofreading, sometimes, you know, people specialize just in proofreading. Other times it might fall to a virtual assistant, or it might fall to the copywriter or content writer. those that would specialize and only do proofreading or focus a majority of their work on proofreading, they're basically just checking and reviewing pieces for grammatical errors, spelling errors before final publication. And the last silo in the writing space that we're going to focus on today is editor. So while a proofreader is looking for misspellings and, you know, incorrect mispunctuation, editing, on the other hand, corrects issues at the core of the writing, like sentence construction, and is focused on improving like readability, clarity, and tone of the text. So editing is going to be more thorough, more like marking up the text, looking at the goal of the piece and questioning like, was this accomplished? Yes, no. Could we have said it better? More involved with the development of the piece. So now that we covered the main kind of different types of areas you could kind of focus on in the writing space, the next thing I wanted to talk about is who can get started offering freelance writing services. Do you need to go get a fancy degree to do this? Do you need to have a specific degree? Do you need experience? The answer to those questions are no. You don't need a fancy degree. You don't need to go back to school, and you don't need experience. You can totally get started. Everyone has to start somewhere, right? And learn about the various pieces of content that you can write as you go. So one way to kind of know if this is perhaps a service that you should consider offering or would enjoy is first asking yourself, do you like writing? Thinking back to school or just even in your personal life, do you like writing? Do you find enjoyment in writing? If the answer is yes, you could totally get started doing some freelance writing. Do you have any of your job experience? Is there a writing component to it? Think about, you know, all the tangible tasks that you either do in your current job or other jobs. Was there a writing component? Did you enjoy it? What's your experience level there? If you have experience in it and you love it, awesome. Get started doing that. Get started offering freelance writing services and get paid for it. If you don't have experience, don't worry. You can still get started. If you are someone who just naturally notices errors or see the way people phrase things or word things, and you're like, oh my gosh, I could totally have said that better, and you're like in your mind correcting them and like rewriting it, then that's a sign that you might be an awesome editor, proofreader, and maybe even copywriter or content writer. Now, I want to talk about the whole, but don't I need experience dilemma before we go any further. There is room for everyone in this space, from very beginner, never written anything professionally before, to the ultimate expert who's been specializing in sales copy and email marketing and blog writing for 10 years. There's room for everyone. Why? Because I've said this so many times, not everyone has the budget for that ultimate expert, but they still need help with writing. There is so much writing that goes on in every single business. Every day there's different writing tests. There's multiple emails. There's multiple resources. There's multiple content. There's social media captions. There's so much writing that happens. And for some people, the writing either takes up way too much time, or they hate doing it, or they're not really good at it, or it's just, you know, something that doesn't necessarily have to be them. Because to sit there and write a coherent, well thought out piece, like for example, let's just talk about a blog post, that could take a couple hours thinking about, you know, getting an outline, thinking about what you want to say and then how to say it, and then making sure that you have the SEO done and everything else that it takes to write and publish a blog post. Well, that doesn't have to be the business owner. So for example, like our blog post, I don't necessarily write every single one of those. I haven't written a lot of those in a while. We have Stacy on our team who helps with that. The blogs are all still my ideas and my thoughts and my intellectual property, but it doesn't have to be me that actually sits down and takes my ideas, takes my thoughts and put them into something coherent and valuable. I can Voxer over. Voxer is just a walkie-talkie app. I can Voxer over my thoughts or like jot down a quick outline, send it to Stacy, and she can spend the time going through and flushing out the piece and then sending it back to me for feedback and then doing a final proofread. Now, with writing, though, people will want to see some examples of work that you've done. They'll want to see like writing samples. They'll want to see like a portfolio to know that, okay, you can write, you can put coherent sentences together. You have maybe written before, but that doesn't mean the only experience and like portfolio that you can put together and share with people is paid work. If you don't have writing samples yet to share with people, you can create samples of work that you could do. And in my course, this is what I call the portfolio. So instead of having a portfolio of work you've done for someone else, when you're just getting started, if you haven't been paid yet, you're not going to have a portfolio of work. But if people want to see samples of your work, how are you going to get those samples until someone actually hires you? Well, you make a portfolio. And that basically means you can, you know, create some samples of work that you could do. You can write up a blog post. You can write up a sample email for fictitious businesses. And this is something in one of the bonuses I include in Overwhelmed to Overbooked, our portfolio and confidence builders. I have various like fake clients to help you kind of think through this and to help you get some of those writing samples in your portfolio. But if you don't have that, you know, and let's say there's someone who's like, oh yeah, let's talk. Go ahead and send me your portfolio. Instead of just being like, oh, I've never done this before, you can, you know, be honest and share that with them, but create a quick sample of something that you could write for their business. Do a little research there. If they're hiring for an email writer, look at their blog, look at their social media. What would be an email that they might write? What is something that you potentially could write for them? Share that sample with them and really wow them. And that will go a long way. Another way to get some samples of work if you are starting out fresh would be to do some testimonial work. If you're in the Live Free Mastermind Facebook group, every Sunday, we post a Swap It Sunday thread where you can post, hey, I'm looking to offer XYZ in exchange for a testimonial, or someone can post like, hey, I need help with a blog post, or I need help with some social media captions, and you can offer to help out with that in exchange for a testimonial and the ability to add that to your portfolio plus some experience. Now, I've done episodes in the past all about testimonial work, and my general rule of thumb is no more than 3 testimonial projects. It's easy to do free work. It's less pressure. And sometimes I see people get stuck there. So my rule of thumb is if you don't need any, but if you're someone who wants to do the testimonial work, my rule of thumb is no more than 3. Once you get 3, you're done. It's time to move on to paying work. Okay, let's move on. So, what are some of the pros of doing the freelance writing services? Well, a lot of people like it because it can be done on your own. There doesn't have to be a whole ton of back and forth. Like while you're executing the project, you get the assignment, you go and write, you submit it for feedback, and then you're done. You can do it all on your own time. There's usually no need to be available for calls or meetings. Any feedback or ideas can be shared through Voxer or email or a project management software. People who are, you know, really good at writing, like really good at some of the specialties like emails or sales pages or blog posts, they can knock those out really, really fast. And when you are doing the writing services, typically those are priced per word or per, you know, final piece, not by the hour. So if you're really, really good at what you do, you have the potential to, and you're, you know, fairly fast at it, you have the potential to make a lot of money in not a ton of time. Now, when I say make a lot of money, I guess that's very relative depending on, you know, what a lot of money means to you. It's different for everyone. And I'll give you some kind of guidelines there on what to expect for different freelance rates in the writing sphere. Some challenges, though, with the writing portion is that a lot of times the writing is done more project-based. It's more of that in and out model. So you are hired for a set project like a website copy or a sales page or an email sequence. It is like, okay, here's the assignment. You do the assignment, work's over. There's less retainer involved in this. Not saying that there's no possibility for retainer work this way, but it's not as almost automatic like virtual assistant and social media management is in retainers. And if you're brand new and aren't quite sure of like what a retainer is going to be that recurring package that recurs month to month to month. Writing is more done by the project, by the deliverable. But some people will land retainer clients. Now, on the other hand, that might not be a challenge for some people because maybe you don't want retainer clients. You want in and out. You don't want to work with the same four people every month. You like the variety. You like the spice. So that's just something to keep in mind if you want more of that stability and constant stable clients, to really be creative and think through how you're going to facilitate that while you're planning your writing packages. Other challenges with writing, for me personally, I think it can be really hard to write as someone else. I can write as myself, but I'm not good at writing as someone else. Good writers, though, they're really good at writing in other people's tones, other people's perspectives. That's why I'm not a freelance writer. And that's totally something that you can get better at with practice and experience. So now let's kind of talk about the various rates. A lot of the writing components will be done per deliverable or per piece and not by the hour. If you are interested in offering freelance writing and want to look at pricing, there is a website and we'll link to it on the show notes, but it is a website, the Editorial Freelancers Association, and they have a published kind of like average rate ranges that you can view on their website. And so we'll link to it, but it's the-efa.org/rates. And on this chart, they'll break it down kind of like per hour, per word, per pace of work. And so you can look through that, but a lot of the writing ranges anywhere from $40 to $70 an hour. And that comes out to be anywhere as low as 9 cents to 50 cents a word. So if you're creating packages and let's say you're doing emails and average email has 300 words. You would take 300 times, let's see, what's the average? Let's do times 20 cents a word. So that would be about $60 an email. So let's say someone needs a package of 10 emails, 10 times 60, that would be a $600 package. Now, maybe it takes you 6 hours to write those emails. That's $100 an hour. Maybe it takes you 4 hours. Maybe it takes you 12 hours. It doesn't matter if you're pricing it per the deliverable, per word count. And then that can be, you know, a starting out range. Maybe you start out with your first email being $50 and then you bump it up to 60 and then 75 and then 100. And it can continue to grow with you. So you can look at that chart on the Editorial Freelance Association to kind of give you a guide of what the rate ranges are for freelance writing services. Now, another way you can do your freelance writing packages is in the day rate model, which if you listened to last week's episode with Leanne Zur, she is a freelance writer and she now does day rate. So she does projects and completes them in a day. And I can't remember how much she charges for her day rates, but I've seen people charge anywhere from $500 a day to $2,500 a day to, I mean, $5,000 a day on up. It just depends on your services, the type of work, and your experience. So you can see how this can be a really profitable niche. Who hires freelance writers? All businesses have the potential to be outsourcing and hiring freelance writers. I know there's a lot of people in the online space, bloggers, online course creators, they hire out a lot to freelance writers, but also more traditional type businesses and product-based businesses. Anyone that's sending emails, has a blog on their website, or has written content that goes out there, there's potential for that writing work to be done by a freelancer. What can come after, you know, this service? How, what's the path to really scale your income in the writing space? Well, there's always room to increase your rates and get, you know, become really specialized and niche down. Like maybe you start out offering a variety of writing services, website copy, email, sales pages, social media captions, but you come to find that you really love the email side of things and you know, maybe start out charging $50 an email. Well, over time, if you niche down and focus on that and get really, really good and your clients are able to have amazing launches and a revenue that's a direct reflection of the emails that you write, you have leverage there to increase your rates. And there's no limit on what you can charge. So maybe you start out at 50 and over time you bump that up to 75, 150, 300, 500. I've in the past when looking to hire writers, I for a like 15 email sequence, I was quoted anywhere from like $2,000 to $5,000+ for that email series. So there's always room to kind of grow that way. Another way to grow, if you, you know, really like the writing, but maybe want to move into a bigger overall, sometimes I see people who don't want to specialize and like stay focused on just emails or sales pages or web copy. I'll see them move into more of a content strategist position and they'll take more of like a leadership role and be in charge of the overall content strategy and the plan for the content and delegate the actual writing pieces to other copywriters on a team. Or even taking a bigger role in the overall marketing world and transitioning into a director of marketing role. If you're interested in learning about that, we did an episode with Lindsay White a few weeks back. We'll link to it on the show notes for this episode. You can always check that out. All right, friends, I think that about covers the freelance writing services world. I hope this episode helped you to see, you know, what are the different possibilities in the writing space and help you decide if this is something that you want to pursue or not. If you have any other questions about freelance writing, shoot me a DM on Instagram, send me an email, and I'll be sure to answer and cover those in my stories this week. Thanks for being here. I hope you have a great day. Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.